morning.
I'm going to be leaving my camera off because I'm having some trouble, and it's occasionally caused my teams to sort of freeze up on me. So I'll be leaving my camera off, so apologies for that. But, you know, you have the update in front of you, so I just a couple of things that I just want to highlight quickly from some of our activities, and one of which is really continuing to develop and make dashboards available across BHS. And that includes not just CARS, but also crisis services, and looking at places outside of the clinical services. So working, for example, with our contracts management department and seeing what kinds of dashboards they need, because really at the end of the day, you know, all of our different services and departments within BHS can benefit from dashboards to help them do their job more effectively. So I want to give a big thanks to Gary Kraft, who has helped to lead that effort as our Power BI expert. But I also want to thank all the members of my team, Michelle Biney, Rick Kastenmeyer, Ed Warzonik, Lucy Reyes-Agron, and Vicky Orzel, because all of them have really jumped in feet first to learn Power BI. It's been a new skill for most of them. And they've really taken to that. And I think that this has been really cool to see all of them grow in their skill level there. And that's been a kind of a neat, for me at least, to be able to see that kind of the way the attitude on that team has really just sort of embraced the change there. So we're really excited about that. Another benefit of some of this is that not only is it a new it's a new sort of platform for us to be able to display data that I think is actually going to be adopted across the county, right? So we're aligned with a lot of the larger county strategic efforts in that way. But we're also really looking to explore the ability of some live connections for the dashboards distributed to certain key stakeholders, right? Program managers, department leaders, things like that, so that not only will they be able to get access to closer to real-time data, but they will actually be able to refresh the data themselves, so that they don't have to, the cumbersome process of them sending us an email saying, can I get this data from you? Hopefully with some of these dashboards we're producing, they won't have to contact us. They will have a dashboard, they will be able to click a button at the top that says refresh, and they will actually be able to run those numbers themselves. So it's making it much more accessible to the key leaders in each department, whether those are our line staff or program managers or department leaders. It's making that data more accessible for them to have that information to do their jobs as effectively as possible. So we're pretty excited about that. I also did just want to briefly mention some of our efforts at interoperability. And that's really looking at trying to obtain data from other sources, whether those are other sources throughout the county or sources of data outside of sort of a county-operated program, so that we get a better understanding of how our clients are doing. And so one example of this that is an effort that we're really excited about that was, you know, with the full support of the executive team, is to try to get better access to some of our patient ping / bamboo data, so that we can use that, and that's data based on sort of whether or not certain individuals within our system of care have attended or have gone to an emergency department or an inpatient facility, so that we can have a better understanding of the true system impact of our interventions. You know, for example, if someone, you know, in the old system, if someone went to an emergency room in Aurora, we wouldn't necessarily see that in our data set, but we're actually going to try to get access to that so that we can really look at, when we're providing services, not just are we reducing service utilization at BHS-operated programs, and that used to be our focus at PCS and inpatient that we operated, but are we reducing service utilization at really any agency within Milwaukee County that puts data into the Bamboo Health System data? So that's just one example, but, you know, as we're trying to expand our ability to evaluate the impact that we're having on the community that we serve. These other sources of data are going to be very, very critical for us to really and truly understand system and community impacts. So those are the two highlights you see. You know, you can obviously read the document that we prepared. And the individuals I mentioned earlier, this is a new team. This was built from the CARS quality department, the BHS quality department and the CARS research and evaluation team. And we have now been a team for about 5 months excited to see what the team can do. Have some really good people and, really glad to be working with all of them. So, I do have two other brief updates that are not listed here that I would like to just mention that I did meet with the head of quality at the Mental Health Emergency Center last week and did begin the conversation about whether or not they would be able to start to share some information at upcoming Mental Health Board Quality Committee meetings. So it was a good conversation. She is going to go back and talk to her manager, but I will hopefully have more updates in the upcoming months here about whether or not they would share that data with us and I would present on it, or if they would actually maybe attend one of these meetings. And then also I'm meeting later this afternoon with the head of quality for Granite Hills to make a similar type of request to see what reporting they might be willing to share with us or come to this meeting themselves and actually present on. So, we're going to be probably looking for things that they already do for other reporting purposes. That's essentially going to be the request so that hopefully we'll have them as a presence at these upcoming meetings, either through a report or through a report and an in-person representative. But stay tuned. We'll certainly provide more updates as I learn more. So I'll stop there and see if there are any questions.
Dr. Drumowski, good morning. Question for you. You talked about the dashboards that will be developed sometime going forward, like at the beginning of the year, mid-year. I'm just wondering, would there be any value for individual providers, contractors, to have access to that dashboard?
Yes, and they will have access to it.
Okay.
Not the live access, right? Because we want to restrict privacy.
Sure.
We don't want them to have access to the live dashboards, but every one of them should be able to see essentially the sort of the front-facing piece of the dashboard. All of the service managers and department leaders who work with our providers and interface with them because they oversee programs can easily share those dashboards with the providers, whether that's displaying it during a meeting or printing out a PDF and sharing it with them. So yes, and I think that many of them are already doing that because we have a number of dashboards that have been developed. So, and as Gary Kraft said, we do have a secure dashboard currently. So those are things that are already being shared with the providers.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Drumowski.
Yes, Denise?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Matt and everyone. Nice work, Matt, on transforming your team and that global look at as we redesign our processes and service line, how do we collate this all together to really one of the things that I'm most interested in as I chair community engagement and advisory council is pulling together the voice of the customer. So as we're forming our team and looking at, what's our community saying about the services that have been redesigned for the Mental Health Emergency Center, Granite Hills, and across our continuum, don't lose sight of that. Just continuing to have a confidence level of, pulling that together. We don't need to do our own survey and duplicate efforts, but just understanding what that process is for soliciting the voice of the community. There was a lot of voices given through tours, and there's, you know, punch lists that are going on, and things are continuing to be enhanced from a consumer perspective. And it'll be great just to track the status of that and how people feel they're being served, and really interested in, you know, the newest enhancement to our behavior health service line, and that's the emergency center right downtown. So, you know, maybe I'm thinking of maybe having you present at one of our meetings in the future, as you feel you're in a place where, you know, the voice of the customer is there, like you've made some headway with those quality leaders in those sites. So I'm excited to see how that progresses in 2023.
Certainly, and I think this is a good opportunity to mention some work that I am just a member of, but is a much larger BHS initiative. And I know I've mentioned this before about our system-wide CQI project focused on racial equity, and that's actually being led by Jen Whitwer. But it also includes, it's not just a CARS initiative, it includes leadership from crisis services, so Lauren Hubbard is involved in that as well, and as is Ken Cole, who is our new director of outpatient programs. But that group, which has been a great group to be part of, lots of staff from CARS and crisis who are really kind of taking the lead on that, is actually going to be going out and conducting some community interviews with community leaders to determine community needs. And the benefit of that is then that also pulls in another new staff position that we have, Carla Kimber, who is our network development coordinator. I'm not sure if I'm saying her title right there, but she's also a part of that group, because that's information that's valuable for us to understand community needs, but is also extremely valuable for Carla and her position, because depending on what the community needs are, that may have network development implications. So I don't know if anybody else who's on that work group wants to jump in with anything or add any detail to anything that I've missed. But I think it's pretty exciting, and I think that those, I don't know if those interviews have been scheduled, but the community members whom we will be interviewing, or a subgroup of the team we'll be interviewing, have been identified.
I just had one comment, Dr. Jamalski. I was reading the most recent article about the work that Jim Massey has done with the housing that will be going up in the next couple years around the mental health emergency, for individual private houses for the black family owners, and I believe that's in the next 2 years, and how BHS will be able to extend out into those families and that community. Not only for services at the mental health emergency center, but also for services within the qualified mental health centers within the community, within the two centers that were most radiologically arranged within that area, and the services that can be provided upstream. So there's a lot happening.
Yeah, there is. That's very exciting.
And I would just add, too, as I just finished talking to Shakita this past week, and I attended the employee celebration at COGS this past week, you know, obviously none of us lose sight of the great people that are providing these services in our beautiful county. And, you know, just to be down there and see, you know, the camaraderie. And so there's been a lot of redesign in how we're working, where we're working, and some new teams forming, just like you talked, Matt. And all of that with the eye on continuing to raise the bar in service. So obviously we know happy employees, happy customers too, and that our employees feel like they have what they need to do their best to support our community. And how is that impacting, that variable impacting continued improvements in our really feeling supported? So, you know, I think, you know, we've always had that piece in our dashboard as well. So I just feel like that's a critical piece.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, we just presented some, we had done a survey of community providers earlier this spring, asking about sort of the prevalence of turnover and retention issues that they were having and what they were doing to try to combat those things. And we had presented that data at a couple of different places. And a big thanks to Rick Kaftemeyer, who presented a lot of that in a couple of different locations. But I think that, coupled with other feedback that we received from community providers, I believe has led to the development of a work group that is that Jen Whitmore recently called for, that she will be leading to look at this issue of our contracted provider issues with retention and engagement, because we know that turnover rates are very high in our provider network. It's impacting their capacity, and it's something where I believe we're going to be, and we know it impacts quality of care too. And so I believe this is going to be, again, another system project where we're really going to look to see if how BHS as a management entity can really try, you know, what we can do to support our providers in that way. Because, you know, the health of our provider network is really critical to the quality of the care that is provided within our network. And obviously, we provide some of that care directly ourselves, but we also work very closely with our providers. So, you know, I'll certainly be giving an update on that in future Mental Health Board Quality Committee meetings.
Excellent.
Are there any other questions I can answer?
Not for me.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank
you. Not for me.